It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance.
Welcome back to another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher alongside head coach Waylon Shank. And coach, your team coming off a commanding victory, 38-21 over the visiting Tell City Marksmen. It was a game that was tight at the half, 17-14 was the score. A last second field goal kind of put you guys up going into the halftime intermission. And then you guys outscore them 21-7 in the second half. Just a little bit about the overall part of the game. What kind of allowed you guys to pull away there in the second half?
I think we executed really well, and we made some adjustments defensively at halftime, and our kids played much better this week defensively as a unit. I felt like our interior six, you know, our four down linemen and our two inside linebackers had a much better game. Our secondary continues to play really well, so we kind of made it one-dimensional, and our guys just played with great effort and great execution, and we kept grinding. I felt like we wore them down there in the second half. We were pretty balanced offensively. I think we ran the ball 23 times. I think we threw it 23 times, and their big guys up front going side to side seemed to wear down quite a bit there in the second half, and they were playing both ways, so that was a benefit for us.
Yeah, you talk about the balance, 201 yards passing and then 202 yards rushing. That's about as balanced as you can get, and anytime you get over 400 yards, you know the offense is moving the ball well that night.
Yeah, I thought we came out really efficient early on. I think Carter started 6 for 6. Brett seemed to be getting 7-8 yards a pop every time we handed it to him, and I felt like we had them on their heels the whole night. Using some formation, some change of formation, some shifts, some motions, getting the ball to different receivers. I think they were guessing a lot throughout the night, and credit our kids to execute at a high level.
So it's a couple weeks in a row now that Carter Schickel started off with a 9 for 9 or a 6 for 6, and I think you've talked about it before, but do you as a play caller have an emphasis on just getting him some easy throws to get him into a rhythm every single week?
Yeah, for sure, especially the last couple weeks. We have we've scripted the first couple drives just to try to get him in a rhythm, try to show some things that maybe we didn't show the week before to see how they're going to adjust to it and then go from there. But, I think at North Knox he started 9 out of 10. He missed his first little screen pass, and then after that hit 9 straight. And I'm pretty sure Friday he was 6 for 6 to start the game. And, he's starting to get in a pretty good rhythm with his receivers, too, as they've gotten healthier and they've been able to practice throughout the week. Timing's gotten better. Protection up front's gotten better. Coach Hayden and Coach Knight have done a good job of fixing some of our protection issues that we had early on. And, we've talked about it. We talked about it being a season. This group, I think, would be a different team week 6 than they were week 1. And that was just going to come with confidence and reps, because we're still, like I said, I think we started six sophomores and a freshman Friday night, and a bunch of other kids who have not played a whole lot of varsity football. So as they get more time, we call it seat time. As they get more seat time, they're starting to figure some things out. They're starting to get more comfortable, and they're starting to get more confident. And when you're comfortable and you're confident, you start playing faster. And that's led to some more success for us, especially on the offense side of the game.
Dylan Murphy had 125 yards and 3 touchdowns overall in the night. The most impressive catch to me was the one in the back corner of the end zone where you could argue there was pass interference on it whenever he caught it in the back left corner. Perfect ball from Carter. What allows you to have that kind of freedom, knowing that you have that one-on-one coverage on the left side, that you can really go to that whenever you want to, but you also don't want to get away from the rest of your offense?
Yeah, I mean, we know we're going to take our shots, especially when we can get certain guys one-on-one, and that's what we're looking for. What can we do formationally? What can we do with some motion, some shifts that cause the other teams, to force them to play man coverage? And, that whole drive there late, we were kind of moving the ball down the field, and they still had a guy out there sitting on top of Murph and a guy over the top of him. And, I just kept telling our booth, hey, let me know when they bring this linebacker in the box. And we actually had a run play called, and we checked at the line of scrimmage when we saw man coverage and just thought, hey, we hit this, game's over. We felt really confident all week going into the game that if we got Murphy one-on-one or if we got Remy one-on-one, there were some times we freed up Brody Fain one-on-one, that our guys would win on the back end, and they did that. Those guys made great plays all night. Carter threw the ball really well, made some smart decisions, took his shots when he had his shots, but also took care of the football, which is huge for us.
And one pass that doesn't show up in here because it ends up going incomplete that I was really impressed by was Remy Johnson. He almost had that catch in the back corner of the end zone on what was a beautiful corner route and a beautiful throw from Carter Schickel. I know you use Remy a lot in the short game, but when you start to see him winning downfield, does that kind of allow your mind to go to a little bit more creative places as well to use number three?
Yeah, for sure. And that's what we were looking for. You know, when they started really double teaming and Murphy, and that's the advantage we have right now is, you know, Remy's leading our team in receptions. And then Brody Fain's leading our team in receiving yards, and then you get Murphy leading them in receiving touchdowns. So it's one of those things where if you want to double team Dylan, and we know we're going to get that quite a bit, you know, Remy and Brody and Davin Sullivan's come along, and you know, Brett Beaker's hurt people in the past game, and Camden Clowers is really close to being a special player. You know, it's good. You can't double team all of them, and Carter's becoming more confident in the other guys. You know, he trusts that, hey, if we see a certain matchup against Brody Fain, that's where we're going. It's no longer a question of I got to go to Dylan all the time or I go to Remy. I mean, he trusts those other guys. And as that trust has been developed, we've gotten better.
I know you talked earlier in the season about not wanting to wear Brett Beaker out because he was new to the position, younger kid, but you had 24 carries for him this past Friday night. It seemed like he was the workhorse back. In fact, the only carry that didn't go to him was one for Cole Kissel when Brett Beaker had to leave the field for an injury. So just a little bit more about his growth as a running back.
Yeah, and we're trying not to, you know, we're trying to avoid those series where, you know, we got a 12-play series and he carries it 10 times. So, you know, in those series when we feel like, okay, Brett's had two or three straight carries, the run game's working, but we've got to get creative in how we're going to use that, is that's when we go to our bubbles and our wide receiver screens and our quick short hitches and things like that. And we just, that's just an extension of our run game. But man, Brett, we've almost got him convinced that he's a really good football player. And you know, that's the only thing holding Brett back. I mean, we have a lot of confidence in him. I mean, he is a naturally gifted athlete who's got some incredible vision. He's got a great ability to cut, and he is getting confident. I mean, he's almost got 500 yards through four games, and that's what I told him yesterday in our film session is, you're a 1,000-yard rusher. You still think you're a receiver, and he is. He's a really good receiver for us, but right now we need him to be a running back, and he's bought into that role, and we're trying to do some different things with him, put him in motion, put him in situations to put him in a successful spot, and he just keeps making us look good.
Well, he had now his third 100-yard game out of 4 weeks, and the only game he didn't get 100 yards in was the one where he rolled his ankle in the first possession. So it's a testament to how good he's been. You mentioned it; he was at 299 going into last week, and then he got 199, so now he's at whatever 498, whatever that math is. He's right there. He's right there in line, and so certainly I think that's got to be an element of the run game that you probably would admit that you didn't know what you had going into week one because of Cade Mock's injury.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, we saw him a little bit in our red-black scrimmage that we had. We're like, man, okay, we've got a number two back. He made some really good cuts in that game. He looked a little hesitant in the Princeton scrimmage, which we kind of expected him to, being, you know, we're trying to ask you to run between the tackles for the first time really in his career. He's always been a guy that took jet sweeps and caught the ball. So we knew it would take him a little bit of time to get going. I didn't think he would get going as fast as he has. But, man, he looks like he's having fun out there, and you know, his confidence grows each week.
So you guys went up 14-0, and then the first score of the game for Tell City ends up coming in the second quarter, and they're going for the PAT, and then Seth Gentile comes through and blocks the PAT. Really the first special teams play that I think you guys have made on the, like, as far as stopping another team goes. You've had a couple good returns, but I know that Coach Nodig takes a lot of pride in the special teams unit or the special forces unit. What did that kind of moment mean for the whole team whenever that happened?
I think that moment was awesome for us because they had put a bunch of time into that. You know, Coach Nighty had scouted that. They set it up exactly how they wanted to, and then the kids went out and executed what he asked them to execute. And I think that breeds trust, right? When Coach Nighty sits here and tells them, hey, I broke this down, you're going to get a block, this is what you got to do, this is where they're weak at, and then our guys buy into that and practice it and practice it and practice it, and they go out and execute. I think it's just, it's kind of one of those, it just reinforces that, hey, if you guys will do what we ask you to do and do it with great effort, we'll put you in a position to be successful. And, you know, we're starting to trust them, those young guys, and those guys are trusting us. And it's great that we had a senior step up, and Seth's been a part of that special forces for a long time now, last 3 years. And for him to make a play was good for him.
So one player that really stood out for Tell City was Brandon Casebolt. I think you knew that he was going to be a bit of a handful, but he ends up going for 164 yards and three scores. What was the message to your defense after that game happens? I mean, you come out with the win big time, but I'm sure you'd like to clean up the run defense just a little bit.
You know, it was tackling, and that's something that you know, we got to get better at. Hit him high and dropped or left our feet too many times. And, you know, I think if you go back and you look at the game and you start counting his yards after contact, I bet half of them were after contact. We were in the right position. There was a couple times that Coach Fish called good blitzes, and we ran right by him because our head was down. You know, we went to tackle him and dropped our head, and he sidestepped us. And, you know, his long run there, I believe in the second quarter,
yep,
it was a two-yard gain. Dylan Murphy comes up from safety and meets him in the hole, and Dylan left his feet, and he ended up breaking it off and going for a long touchdown. And then they went to, you know, what we were calling their heavy package, where they went under center and went back to what we knew they would eventually do if we were shutting down their spread game. And it took us a little bit of time, but as our kids got in a rhythm, you know, Landon Crawford especially did a really good job of they were trying to attack our backside, and we were doing our own stunt game within three guys, and Landon was kind of directing that, and that kind of shut down that stuff in the second half. And, you know, the last score that they had was me being silly. You know, I knew they were going to try to throw, and I pulled a linebacker out of the box, put him in the flat, and they started running the ball in a really light box. And, you know, that one was on me. So, you know, really our defense gave up 14 points. And the one time we put them in a bad spot on the fake punt, you know, it's something we had practiced all, and we've really practiced since June. And we've executed really well in practice, and we saw it and got confirmation from the box that, yeah, it's there. Ran it, executed really well. The pass was just a little bit high otherwise. And when you give them the ball at the 50-yard line, it's hard to put your defense in a bad spot. But overall, I was really proud of how they played. They played fast. They played physical. We knew Casebolt was going to get his yards. We were really worried about their quarterback. If we could limit it to Casebolt, and I think their quarterback ended up with like 14 carries for 23 yards, and I think that was the deciding factor.
So I know that you probably have some other tricks up your sleeve for potential fake punts down the line, or maybe that's a Coach Nydick thing with the special forces. But is there ever a part of you that wishes whenever you do run a fake punt like that, if it didn't execute, that you just would have just kept that in the pocket so nobody would see it?
Well, part of the reason we do that is get it on film.
Okay.
We want people to see it because we want people to have to take 15 minutes out of their practice this week to worry about that play. And, you know, we may never run it again, but we might. And it takes time away from them preparing on defense. It takes time away from them preparing on offense. And you're right. We've got five or six right now that we've been repping since June. And when the time comes, we'll call them. And it might not, you know, it might not call. We may not ever call it. And I remember back to, you know, our state run. We were playing here in the semi-state game, and we were struggling a little bit offensively. And we went to what we called our Razorback play, which is where Liam Stone was lined up wide receiver, and Jed took the snap. We flipped it back, and he ended up hitting Jackson Graff down the seam. It was a huge play for us. It got us the momentum. We never really looked back. We had practiced that since June, and we didn't call it till the semi-state game. So we've always got some things like that. You know, Coach Nydick has challenged me to make punt team just another offensive play and get creative and do some things that that we like and what we see, and then we go in and we do. He does a really good job of breaking down their special teams, the opponents, and then he tells me, hey, this is what I like this week. You know, we've been practicing these five things. This is the one I think we can go to, and that's the one we rep out the most throughout the week. So we've always got one in our back pocket, and, you know, we haven't called it through the first 4 weeks, but and we may not ever. We may not call it again until week nine. So, but those are things that the kids like to practice. They like to know that we have that advantage when we need it. And but like I said, put it on film and make the other team have to prepare. And when they're preparing for things that you may never do, they're not preparing for, you know, the things you do all the time, and that gives us an advantage.
Well, let's step away for a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of get a little bit of a review after the first 4 weeks of the season about where you think your team's at, and also take a look at the next opponent on the schedule, which is the Pike Central Chargers. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to North Posey Vikings Coaches Show right here live from North Posey High School on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with four sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra large 12x35 foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless automatic bay for a quick and easy wash, two self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and four powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
At Expressway Jeep, we're more than a dealership. We're your trusted Jeep service experts. Whether it's maintenance, repairs, or upgrades, our certified technicians know your Jeep inside and out. Convenient scheduling, expert care, and fast service keep your Jeep running like new. Expressway Jeep wants to be the go-to for Jeep service in Southern Indiana. Call 812-831-3333 or book online at expressway jeep.com. Just a short drive away from you, Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30, Monday through Saturday. J. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville. When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family, trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
You work hard to play hard, so protect your investment with a truck liner, textured coatings, or powder coatings from Rugged Armor Linings in Poseyville. Offering professional applications to protect your vehicles, RVs, off-road vehicles, and boat interiors against heat, scratches, dents, rock chips, and fading. 16 colors available. For an estimate, contact Paul Edwards by appointment only at 812-457-2415. Again, that's 812-457-2415. Rugged Armor Linings, 129 West Fletchell in Poseyville. Your dealer for B&W Hitch and Rough Country Accessories.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School, alongside head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Jordan Fisher. And, Coach, we've reached pretty much the midway point of the regular season. We're heading into week five, so a month of the season is gone. You guys have been working at this going back to camp back in June. Kind of what's your evaluation of the football team at this specific moment in time?
You know, I think we've made a ton of progress from really back in June and trying to figure out where all these pieces fit together to where we are now. Guys are starting to play more confident. I think they're starting to be more consistent throughout what we're trying to do. They kind of figured out, you know, how the weeks are going to go and game planning. And that's a big part of high school football, you know, just trying to how do you manage the week. And these guys have done a really good job. And, we got out of here a little early yesterday. We watched some film with the JV game on the road. We didn't have many guys that were still around. We sent a lot of guys to play JV. And, I was sitting in the locker room. Guys are just hanging out. And I realized, they don't have rides. You know, we're still really young. And when you talk about Dylan Murphy and Remy Johnson and Davin and Clowers and Brett Beaker and, you know, Justin Coleman, who started every game for us, and Braden Rhodes, who's playing really good for us, and all these kids are 14, 15-year-old kids that have really matured faster than I'd hoped, especially those guys up front. I mean, Justin Coleman and Braden Rhodes are two kids that are sophomores that are starting offensive line for us. And, we knew we had some holes and we knew we had some guys coming back, but those guys have really stepped up their game. And, credit to Coach Ape and Coach Neidig for doing a really good job with those guys and bringing them along. But that's where I think I've seen the biggest growth for us is week to week, our offensive line has gotten better as a unit. And as they've gotten better, Carter Schickel's gotten a lot more confident. You know, he knows he's going to be protected. And then timing as we've gotten a little bit healthier as a season, you know, the timing's gotten better and these guys are performing really well right now.
Well, and you kind of got to my next point of what I was going to bring up is you guys lost so many seniors from last year, and you talked about how that two-year window, all those players are gone now from that state finals run, but you lost a lot of players in the trenches on both sides, offense and defensive lines, and you've had some various players step up, even if they're not freshmen or sophomore. But you mentioned Zeke Roosevelt a couple times, who's in his first year of playing high school football. really, I feel like that's been the area that I've been most impressed with is the growth of those guys quickly.
Yeah, I mean, and hats off to those guys, our coaches that are working with those specific units. But yeah, I mean, you can go across our offensive line. Brandon Courts didn't play football until sophomore year, and he's you know playing starting both ways on our offensive defensive line. You know, I tell my son this all the time. He's playing pretty good at right tackle right now. And, you know, I never knew if he would ever get mean enough and physical enough to be a good high school football player. And Coach Hape has drugged that out of him, you know, and it's been a challenge for Coach Hape to get it out of him. But right now, Carter's playing really good football for us, and he's a guy that we can count on. Justin Coleman, you know, a couple years back, you know, decided to just transform his body and commit to the weight room. And I mean, he is a really good right guard for us, and he plays nose for us as a sophomore. Braden Rhodes only weighs about 180 pounds, but man, he'll fight you, and he gives you everything he's got. And you know, obviously, Lennox Stone Cheese is he's been the guy, the anchor that we knew we could build that O line around. And but even on the defensive line, you know, it's the same situation with guys who haven't played or haven't played a significant role other than, you know, Seth Gentile had played quite a bit for us last year, but everybody else is new up there. Our linebacking core is new. And then the one guy that we knew we can count on and Cade Mock to be that guy and that leader went down in the scrimmage. So really pleased with – I think we're way ahead of where we thought we might be. We knew this was going to be a big investment year for us. We knew if we could you know, find a way to have a winning season this year that the future was really bright for us because we were going to play a bunch of young guys. And I think our young guys didn't quite get that message that, you know, that they decided to come out and say, hey, let's go win the conference and let's be competitive right now. And they didn't want they weren't real patient on this process. And so hats off for those guys, man. They've played really good football, but a lot of new guys have stepped up, and that's awesome to see.
Of course, you still have some work to do for winning the conference, but your win over Tell City pretty much puts you guys in the driver's seat. You're at least in control of your own destiny. If you go undefeated through the rest of the conference play, then you're going to end up being the conference champions. Going through the first four games, has there been anything in particular that stood out to you that you want to see your group kind of improve upon? You guys really haven't given away a lot of turnovers, but something along those that category.
You know, for me, and we've been harping on this for the last couple of weeks, just leadership and holding each other accountable. And that is really hard to do when you got a bunch of young guys. You know, I remember back to my high school. I mean, as a sophomore, I wasn't real vocal in the locker room. I didn't want to be that guy that was holding seniors accountable, and I didn't want to be that guy who was even holding my best friend who's a sophomore accountable. And that's hard to do. And that's what we're asking some of these young guys to do. You guys got to step up and lead and hold each other accountable. And if you can do that, I think any good coach will tell you your best teams are teams that are led by the players, not so much the coaches. Sometimes our voice kind of just you know gets ignored sometimes. But when guys hold each other accountable, when guys challenge each other, you know, it goes back to iron sharpens iron. When these guys get after each other and make sure that standard that we've tried to set is met. That's what we're looking for. I think our skills there, I mean, our kids are committed to what we do in our strength and conditioning. You know, they've bought into the nutrition. We haven't come fallen victim to a bunch of cramps this year. Our guys are doing what we ask them to do. I think the next step for our program is finding that true leader or those true leaders to propel this thing to the next level.
So going into the Pike Central Chargers game, which will be this Friday at 6:30 Central Time, what are you expecting from the Chargers? They're under the direction of head coach J.J. Howald. He's going into his third year now with Pike Central. But what can you kind of expect from them?
You know, what I've told our guys is there's a bullseye on our back. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And, you know, our lone loss at North Knox, I mean, they celebrated like they won the Super Bowl. And it's kind of a curse, but it's also something that these guys have earned. They've earned the right to have pressure. They've earned the right to be everybody's biggest game. Because, like you said, we're kind of in the driver's seat of the conference championship. We're a team that went to state a couple years ago. We've won multiple conference championships in the last couple years. And, you know, we are a big game for everybody. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for our coaching staff. What that means is we don't get to take any weeks off. And we're going to get Pike's best shot. You know, they got a kid, if people haven't watched Pike play, the Boyd kid's really good. That they're running back and safety. He may be as good as anybody, any running back we're going to see that doesn't have a Harris Gilles jersey on. The kid is really, really good, really physical, fast, and, you know, he's going to come, I think, try to prove a point and make his statement that maybe, he he's probably up there as a guy that you got to consider for a conference MVP or offensive MVP. And it's going to be our guys' challenge to make sure that when we walk out of that game that, you know, our guys take care of business and slow him down. But he is a really good football player. He's fun to watch. And I think we're going to see him touch the ball 35, 40 times, and that's what they're going to throw at us. So we got to answer that challenge, and I think our guys will be up for it. I think we learned our lesson in North Knox. You can't just show up and win games, especially when you go on the road. So our guys will be ready to go.
Again, kickoff will be at 6:30 Central Time. We'll have the pregame at 6:15 right here on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW. You can join myself and Chris Moreland if you can't make the trip up to Pike Central, but certainly everyone trying to make a trip out there and support the team, especially on these road trips. Not too far of a drive for Pike Central. It's a decent little haul, but it's nothing too crazy. But thanks to thanks again for joining me, Coach, and good luck this week.
Thanks for having us.
So that'll do it for this edition of the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again on Friday night, again, 6:30 kickoff, 6:15 pregame show right here on 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Keep up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.